One of the courses I hope to teach in the coming semester is called The Christian Minister and His Ministry. I'm going to look at the Christian minister and his ministry by looking at four biographies of four of the most blessed and useful ministers in the past. I'm going to look at Martin Lloyd-Jones, I'm going to look at Charles Spurgeon, I'm going to look at Andrew Bonar, and then going to look at Jonathan Edwards. Reading through the diary of Andrew Bonar, which was one of the first books I ever read in my ministry, I've been struck at the remarkable spirituality and godliness of the man. At one point he's bemoaning his lack of usefulness and fruitfulness, and some people are coming to him and suggesting to him that maybe he should change his place, that he should seek out another church or go to another pulpit. Having examined himself and examined God's providence, this is the conclusion he comes to. He says, "I need not change of place nor people, but of heart, in order to be more useful." Maybe that's what we all need. We're often tempted, aren't we, to think, well, if I could only have a different place or a different people, I'd be more fruitful. And yet, as Andrew Bonar says, what we usually need is a different heart, a better heart, a more holy heart, a more Christ-centered heart. What a difference that might make to our fruitfulness and usefulness.